out, kiddies. It's me, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. And you're listening to We Got the Geek.
This is Jason. I'm coming to you from the floor of Niagara Falls Comic Con 2024. As promised, I think we made a deal last year when we talked. It's one of my favorite cosplayers, Robin. How's it going?
It's going good. It's a great day. Good day.
Yeah. After all those years of trying to do interviews, we finally got one in last year. And then you contacted me maybe about a month ago and said, hey, I've got a good cosplayer. Maybe that's interview worthy this year. And, it's really, really good. Tell us about the cosplay.
So, Liliana Vess, a lot of people that are listening may know.
Yeah.
But she's a character in Magic the Gathering. She's a very prominent, very loved planeswalker. So, she's a necromancer. That's what she does.
Right.
She came around because she accidentally killed her brother trying to revive him, and he became a terrible zombie. And then her whole story is, like, redemption on that, but she fails at it. She's, like, more dark gray character.
Right on. You've had some of the progress up on your Instagram page. How long did it take you to put this one together?
I started thinking about the costume a couple years ago. I didn't start getting any pieces until last year when I decided I did finally want to put it together. I have bought 3 different skirts to try to wear for it, and I'm wearing 2 today.
Oh, geez.
2 skirts, and they're still not right. I bought the corset online, the gloves online, the neck and whatever you want to call this, the neck armor,
yes.
Shoulder armor. Online, because I'm not building any of that. You can buy fingerless gloves online. Those are easy.
Yeah.
The boots I already owned. Gel pens to get the markings on me.
I was going to say, I saw you this morning posting about drawing all the stuff on your face.
Yeah, I drew it on, and then I had someone else harden the lines for me, because when you're holding a gel pen on your own face, it drains. It doesn't write anymore. And the crown I made myself out of clay foam wrapped cardboard with a sturdy wire in the back to help keep the curved shape that she has.
Nice.
And the chain veil is literally just what you would call a harlequin mask.
Okay.
With literal chains I bought online, jeweler's chains, hand cut with wire cutters, hot glued to the back of the mask. I bought gold trim to make the chains to attach to my head so I can wear the chain veil,
right,
and apparently terrify children all over the con floor. So the most crafting for me was the crown. Figuring it out, getting the shape right, got to draw that and cut it out and form the clay on it, get the clay right. It was a lot of work on the crown. The chain veil was hardly, it was fine. It was just
how
cut
long
chains,
it,
put them on.
How long did it take you to draw all the stuff on?
Honestly, this morning it took me like 10-20 minutes.
Oh, nice.
I started with my leg.
Okay.
And I did my face, and then I did some of my chest, most of my chest. And then when we went to meet up with our friends, she did my arms for me and then solidified my face and made sure everything was pretty good.
All right. What's the reaction been around the con?
Really good. Really good. There's a lot of, oh my god, good Liliana, or just a regular old, hey, great costume. Sometimes I get the feeling they don't know what it is, but whatever. It's elaborate and you can tell.
Yeah, definitely.
The best has been people have noticed her and they've called her out, and then when she goes over and she waves me over, they look at me and they see it's a pair and they're just like, oh wow.
Yeah, we get stopped, like what I call is a set piece.
Oh,
is
yeah.
When you get stopped at a section and people just keep coming and taking pictures.
Yes, yes.
So I call that a set piece.
Let me throw your brother on the spot because we have him here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
tell us about your cosplay. Did you say this was the first one you've made?
Oh, yeah, this is the first costume I've ever made. I've got a background as a welder and a fitter, so I've kind of got that mind for creating things.
Mm.
But Robin came up and told me, what, maybe 3 months ago, that you were maybe going to do Liliana this year if you got all the pieces together.
February, March, yeah.
And it was at that time I decided, hey, maybe I'll make something. So literally I came up with all of this on the spot. This is all my first attempt at doing any of it, like any of the steps. And it all turned out perfectly the way I wanted, and I am super happy about that. That is a rarity that something that you've never tried before works out so well the first time.
Yeah, it looks really cool. I mean, when we put the interview up, we'll have some pictures so everyone could see. Like, both of you did an amazing job on your stuff.
I honestly don't know what's been drawing the most attention, if it's been the armor and the size of it that people see, or if it's this gigantic sword that I'm carrying around.
A little bit of both, I think.
Yeah, honestly, people see it and they're just like, oh!
Hey, I wanted to ask you, yesterday you came as Sarah Connor.
Yes.
You posted, like, sort of a funny story about Robert Patrick.
Oh, my gosh. This, it was so embarrassing. So we're standing in line, and where the line zigzags, so at the point where I was absolutely closest to his table, less than 6 feet from Robert Patrick, I had my back to him because I was trying to be polite and not, like, stare at him and at the people who were getting things signed.
You can't help it, though, right?
And I was, so I was talking to my husband, and...
was even more starstruck than she was.
He goes, "Hey, Sarah Connor, it's the T-1000. And I turn around, and it's because some guy had brought up a chrome T-1000 head to be autographed, but it had the hole through the eye.
Right.
I've seen the movie enough, and my brain worked enough, even though I didn't consciously make this decision, my mouth said, "Hey, that's my work." Because it's Sarah in the movie who shoots him there.
Yeah.
And then I went, kind of like in my brain, I went, "Oh no," and just turned back around, and my husband's like, "You are red." But yeah, nice. That was, like, they laughed. Like, they got the joke, but I was mortified that he...
Yeah,
he
that's funny, though.
I had to wait a day to hear that story, because when they got back yesterday, all I did was ask her husband, did he at least say, "Call for John" to Robin? And he's like, "We have a way better story. I'll let Robin tell you." So I had to wait a whole day to hear the story, and it was totally worth it.
He full out called my attention.
That's awesome.
It was a lot.
That's awesome. Did I read you did Anime North this year as well?
I did, 2 weeks ago. Sailor Mars.
I've always wanted to go. What's that like?
So, apparently it was slightly different this year from what people were telling me that had gone before. They have a definite route. So, much like we're here, where they have the indoor and the outdoor now, Anime North is a two-building setup, but the two buildings are, like, they're warehouses beside each other.
Okay.
It's the conference center.
Right.
So, you go in one building, you walk around, and you have to go to the other end, much like this, to go out. But it goes out into Artist Alley and the celebrity guests. And then you walk around Artist Alley and you go outside, or you can come back in. They're very strict about their entrance and exits, and apparently that was new this year.
Oh, wow.
And I found that really benefits. Even here, it's really benefiting. The actual con, so we went on a Saturday, which is always a busy day to go. It poured rain, so it was really busy inside while the rain was there, so it seemed worse than it was. Mm-hmm. Once the rain let up, and then they have a rule, big costumes, it's anime. There's Gundams, there's guys on stilts, there's guys with motorcycles, part of their cosplay. They're all to be outside. If they're going to wear their giant costume, they have to be outside. Do you know Katamari Damacy?
Maybe.
So on the cover of the game, there's the guy with the big tube for a head.
Oh, okay.
That guy was there, and he was definitely outside, because you cannot walk around with that on.
Oh, wow.
But that's the difference at Anime North. So it's obviously very anime-focused.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's the merch section that empties into Artist Alley, and that's the main difference from Niagara Falls. But Anime North is a much bigger con. It's in Toronto.
Right. That's cool.
Niagara Falls is headed that way.
I think so, yeah. Are you already thinking ahead to future ideas?
I'm probably, hopefully, going to wear the same costumes more often now instead of piecing together more. But we do have a pair cosplay that I wanted to wear this year, but we did this instead.
Okay. I focused on making all of this stuff. We have the other thing. I think it's fully assembled. Do you have a red hat?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm good. It's fully done. Yeah. I bought it in one day.
Oh, we've got to find me a wig. That's it.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I have to shave for that one.
You probably don't know this either, but there was a game on the Super Nintendo 25, 30 years ago called Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
I remember that one. Yeah.
The two main characters.
Nice. Yeah.
So we've got that ready.
Oh, that's
I'm
going to
get like a 13-hour loop of just the game music.
Yeah.
I'm going to play it full blast on my phone while we're walking around. So that anybody... Because I got that idea when I went to the zombie walk-up in Toronto one time. Had a phenomenal time doing that. Scared multiple people. Made a couple people faint. Did a good job.
Oh, wow.
And,
was that the one with your guts hanging out?
The first time it was.
Okay, my mom's got the picture of your guts hanging out up on our work wall.
Nice.
Put it on.
But
it's him.
No, we were just there, and I was walking beside in the group of people going down the main street, and there's two people who aren't zombies who are beside me, and one of them's this girl in a purple sweater with a red hat, and the other one's this blonde guy in a black t-shirt with 3D glasses on, and I'm kind of a couple feet away, and I'm like, "Who are these people? Like, what are they even doing here?" And then I hear the music coming from their phone, and I go, Oh, these two are gods. It was just the best cosplay for that. They were the two Zombies Ate My Neighbor's characters surrounded by a sea of zombies.
I love them for doing that.
It was so well done.
That's cool. Well, guys, thanks for stopping by to talk to us. I'm totally down with making this a yearly thing.
Yeah.
Because your stuff's always impressive, and I always thought that even before we started doing this.
I do what I can. It's not always that great. A lot of it is just me piecing things together and sourcing stuff.
That's
crafting
cool.
Crafting was over my head this time. Jessica Rabbit, the hard part was the eyebrows.
Yeah, I think that was the most you made for a costume.
Yeah, this and this. Like, it's not a lot.
Well,
it's going to be hard for me to top it. I'm going to use this for Halloween.
Nice.
That's what I'm going to use it for.
Nice. Well, it was great meeting you, and
yes,
great seeing you as usual.
Every year.
And continued success, and we look forward to seeing you guys at more cons.
Obviously.
To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out on www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.